This is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans, getting you ready for game day.
We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.
Now, here are Mike Scheck and Trip Rodgers.
And we take you into week 7. It is Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers. Of course, Sunday morning football kicked off New England and Jacksonville in London. We've got that game. And of course, two locals squaring off in the early games today. Philadelphia traveling to MetLife to face the Giants at 1 p.m. Meanwhile, the Jets coming off a double doinker and a slip by a wide receiver. Well, they're on the road to play Pittsburgh tonight for Sunday night football. And I know we might be going a little bit out of order here, but we've got to start with the New York Jets. And perhaps that slip by a wide receiver, Mike Williams, falling down, causing a late game interception of Aaron Rodgers that prompted the Jets to finalize a deal with Las Vegas Raiders' Davante Adams. And that's a deal that takes him through the 2026 season. Full steam ahead on Tuesday. Well, actually, you'd probably say Monday night after that game.
Yeah.
Jets need an offensive boost. They're going to get it. Their offense currently ranks 22nd, but can really one player be the difference maker to turn this team around? And are we thinking that these two will be on the field together in 2025?
This has to make the Jets better because the Jets are all in. I mean, Look at Woody Johnson. This team is built to win this year. That's why he fired the head coach, Robert Saleh. That's why they made the deal for Davante Adams. You know something? I've got to believe, Mike, they didn't make this deal for Davante Adams for just the remainder of this season. I think it's a safe bet that Aaron Rodgers will come back next year. But again, got to decide who's going to be the head coach in this team, and will the head coach want Rodgers back? And again, these last few games are going to decide because they've got to make the playoffs now. If they do not, why did you make this deal? What does the future hold? You got to play the game of who you're going to bring in, and are you going to rebuild, or are you going to go with what you've got? That type of thing.
Let's think about how much Rodgers influenced this trade. Given his relationship with Adams, since he's been in New York, he's been vocal about who he wanted to work with. He wanted Nathaniel Hackett, he got him. Well, now Hackett's demoted. He wanted Davante Adams, he got him. Now, that's to be determined how it's going to work out. All signs pointing up. Who knows? I mean, you wonder who the next name is going to get dropped if things don't go right. Could he convince Jordy Nelson to come out of retirement? I don't know.
That's the second time I've heard that this week. That is funny. The Hall of Famer cracking the jokes. We look at this team. It's going to be made better by Davante Adams. It's going to be made better because I don't think the pressure is going to be on Garrett Wilson as much as it was. I also think it's going to help Breece Hall because it's going to take some of the pressure off of the running game because they will have a passing attack. On a season when you're going all in, you make this deal for Adams. He doesn't cost you that much in draft picks. Hey, go for it. And it's funny because the compensation is also based on how far the Jets go in the playoffs.
We shifted to Philadelphia Eagles, but they've been in the news for all the wrong reasons. They may have won last week against Cleveland and are on the plus side of 500, but Nick Sirianni didn't win fans over after he went back and forth with them doing a little trash talking. Barely beating Cleveland, the fans started to boo, and Sirianni did not like that. You know, he started to jab back a little bit. And you know what? My opinion, this is a problem because you got fans, season ticket holders, they come out, they pay big money to watch a team put a product on the field. And when they don't perform well, what are fans supposed to do? How are they supposed to react? They're going to get emotional. They're going to boo. Sirianni's supposed to expect that. They have reason to boo because Philadelphia has not scored one point in the first quarter at all this season. Now they've finished games, but who starts a game? It's the coach. The coach needs to lead the team. And as far as I'm concerned, he's not leading a team right now.
Sirianni is a clown. He was called that by Damon Woody the other day on First Take on ESPN. And I got to agree. I think Sirianni doing that Sunday really, really lowered himself to the fans. And it shows what he is. And let's be realistic here. This is a guy who 2 years in a row has gone 10-1. First year, they got into the Super Bowl. But how'd they get in? They beat a Giants team they had manhandled during the season. They beat a 49ers team that had no quarterback because of the injuries. Last year, they lose 6 games in a row. They were 10-1 and go out of the playoff looking bad against Tampa Bay. And this guy kept his job. The thing I am going to say, and again, I wish I had a crystal ball, both Jerry Jones and Jeffrey Lurie are going to rue keeping their coaches. It's not working out either way. Sirianni's a clown. He's going to be gone. And I think Mike McCarthy is going to be gone as Dallas Cowboy coach. And again, they have no one to blame but themselves. They put themselves in this position. The game today, it's kind of fascinating because it's the Giants and the Eagles. I don't want to give away anything for later in the show, but I honestly think the Giants have a legitimate shot in this game because of the fact the Eagles are not that good. They're not blowing anybody away. Look who's leading the NFC East. The Washington Commanders with a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
Come on. Now, you want to say injuries have affected them? Yeah, okay, I'll buy that to a certain extent. But as you said, Mike, I agree with you 110%. It starts with the head coach. Nick Sirianni really has got a problem. I don't know if it's salvageable for Philadelphia this year.
Philadelphia looks good on paper, but they're certainly not good. The product on the field, I mean, they're winning. They're 3-2. But again, it could be a lot better. Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore, and want to remind you that you can listen to the Fantasy Sultans anytime on demand. Check us out at foxsportsradionewjersey.com. Click on our podcast and you can hear previous episodes. And did you know we have a YouTube channel? Always wanted to know what we look like? You'll see us because it's a video podcast. Again, at youtube.com, just search Fantasy Sultans.
You can actually see our ugly mugs and why we work in radio.
We have a face for radio. We mentioned Philly. They take on the Giants. And let's talk about the New York Giants. They've also had their offensive woes. Starts and ends with Daniel Jones. And time is running out on Daniel Jones. Going into the season, big debate as to what would take him to convince the Giants to play another season. And he had to replicate the 2022 season when the Giants went to the playoffs for him to stay with the Giants. Maybe he had to do better than the 2022 season. But you know what happens with the NFL? It's measured by wins and losses, not by the performance. Now, of course, Daniel Jones is really not performing that well. They are really struggling. Last week, Joe Burrow, 3 winning plays where Daniel Jones did not. Costly interception on a 1st and 10 from the 14-yard line. 0-for-4 on throws of 10 yards or more. 3-for-5 on fourth down. Those stats aren't good, and Daniel Jones has to play better.
Oh, Daniel Jones has to play better. But the thing about the Giants, as a Giant fan, I'm getting tired of this. You realize in the last 3 games, the Giants have controlled the ball on offense longer than their opponent. They have lost 2 of those 3 games. And the worst part of it is they're not making plays in the red zone. Now, you want to sit there and you want to point the finger at the kicker for missing 2 kicks last week. Yeah, okay, fine. But the defense can only do so much. And the 2 touchdowns that the Cincinnati Bengals had were 2 long runs. The Giant offense has to do better. And Daniel Jones is the quarterback. Finger pointed at him. I don't think Brian Daboll is to blame. I think he's doing a great job calling on that offense. But it's just they're not executing. And the Giants just don't have the personnel. I think this is a winnable game for them today against the Eagles. It would mean a lot if they were to win this game. That's how important it is.
Well, Thursday Night Football was, well, I think it was important for Sean Payton. It was a homecoming game for him as he returned to New Orleans. It was Denver and New Orleans and all Denver in that game, pretty much. You know, we saw the running game getting going. Bo Nix made the plays when he had to, and New Orleans defense just struggling overall. Trip, you say Dennis Allen should be on the hot seat?
Yeah, I agree. New Orleans looked like world beaters the first 3 weeks of the season. And now, the last 3 weeks, they've looked awful. They got a beat down by Tampa Bay. They were never in this game. Now, listen, if you want to say part of it is their offense, yeah, they've got Radler, who is their quarterback. I'll buy that to a certain extent. But the thing that bothers me about this whole thing, Mike, Dennis Allen is another coach that kept his job last year. There were some question marks. The Benson family may rue keeping him this year.
Let's go around the NFL.
As we go around the NFL, Cleveland quarterback Deshaun Watson's getting paid an awful lot of money to lose games, but he will remain the starter as the Browns this week with a 1-5 record. Head coach Kevin Stefanski says Watson gives us the best chance to win. Browns have Jameis Winston and Dorian Thompson-Robinson as their backups, but they'll continue to remain on the sidelines. Los Angeles Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh had a bit of a scare in week 6 before kickoff. He went to the locker room and later told reporters his absence was due to a heart arrhythmia. Harbaugh did eventually return in the first quarter. A visit with the cardiologist and stress test determined his heart is just fine and he has the heart of an athlete. The NFL says it's not considering narrowing field goal kicks despite 77 kicks of 50 or more yards through 6 weeks. There isn't a big rule change coming here, but the competition committee will look at it and follow the data as the season goes on. Former player, broadcaster, and now owner Tom Brady has been introduced as a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. And while he can't take part in regular broadcast prep, he's still going to have access to that info. And this makes it a very interesting situation. Trip, your thoughts on him as a minority owner.
I think the NFL is trying to dictate, listen, you pick a lane, one or the other, Tom Brady. They are trying to make it very difficult for him to do his job. And the one thing is, if Brady starts criticizing the officials or starts criticizing coaches, that's going to create a slippery slope the NFL can't get away from. And Tom Brady is going to have to make a choice. I really think he ends up leaving the broadcast booth to go into ownership, because ownership is what he really wants to do.
This is not a part-time job. And right now he's a part-time owner, but we're going to have to see what Mark Davis says. If he gives him more responsibility, personally, I don't think it could be a part-time job for Tom Brady. He's got his hands full with a lot of the gigs right now. And unless he's not committed to be an owner, which he wants to be a minority owner, got to be all in on it. It's not going to work out for the Raiders.
Williams over the middle. Keenan Allen, touchdown.
Flacco wide open. Downs. Touchdown!
Bijan Robinson is into the end zone. Touchdown!
Oh, I can't wait to see your face.
Love looking deep.
He's got a man out there! Wide open, Watson! Touchdown!
Good protection, end zone! Touchdown, Mac Collins!
Another RCA.
Purdy throws right at the pylon. Kittle makes the catch.
Oh, Mitch T. Montgomery to the end zone. He's on his feet and he's in for the touchdown.
Mayfield is going to get Sean Tucker inside the 15 and all the way to the house.
Coming up, the Fantasy Sultans tell you the impact of the Davante Adams trade, dish out their Week 7 imports and exports, and pick an exciting week of games, including a Super Bowl 58 rematch. All that and more as Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans continue. Mike and Tripp's Fantasy Playbook is nothing short of a dub.
You understand me for what I am?
You're listening to Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.
Play some football.
Well, we told you about the Davante Adams trade at the top of the show on Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans. It is Mike Scheck, Tripp Rodgers. But what about the implications of that from a fantasy perspective? Let's just look at the Raiders situation. In the three games that he played with them, over 200 yards, one touchdown. His numbers should be a lot better for the wideout as long as he's healthy. So I think this is an upgrade for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. We mentioned his hamstring injury. He's been out since week three. Going to play this week. The only thing that concerns me about him is the hamstring injury. And hamstring injuries are plaguing injuries. We've seen it with Justin Jefferson in the past. They could pop up at any time. They can keep you out a week. It could keep you out several weeks. That's a big question. So you got to keep that in mind. Take a look at the other players in that offense. Alan Lazard has been frustrating. It's like a roller coaster. One week he's up, next week he's down. Garrett Wilson, he was the number one wideout for the Jets. Now, obviously, that has changed. I think he sees a decrease in targets, but I don't think his numbers are affected significantly. Who I do see it benefiting the most is a player in Las Vegas by the name of Brock Bowers. Now, he has been well this season, but with Davante Adams out of the mix in Vegas, I think he gets more targets and more opportunities. So I think he's the one who benefits the most from this trade.
I agree with you on the Brock Bowers thing, but we've seen that for a couple of weeks. And I think if you had Brock Bowers and you drafted him, you're getting benefits that you didn't expect. You're talking about tight ends, which there's not that many high-performing tight ends. Mark Andrews has been a disappointment. Travis Kelce's been a disappointment. Brock Bowers was a guy who was drafted in the middle rounds. You didn't have any expectations. He's a top five guy right now. The Jet offense is going to benefit from this because Davante Adams is a guy you've got to double team. And if you're going to double Davante Adams, that's going to leave Garrett Wilson man-to-man coverage.
Yep.
And Alan Lazard, man-to-man coverage. If you choose to double Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams is going to be open. This is going to open up the Jets' running game. It's going to help them that way. I think it's going to help Aaron Rodgers. Now, they've got to have the offensive line, and one of the problems is the Jets' offensive line has not been good, and that Jet offense has not been good. Time will tell, but the implications are going to help both players that were traded, by the way. Let's throw Amari Cooper in there, too, because he goes to Buffalo. I mean, we may not see him in the mix quickly, but he's a guy that's going to help that Buffalo offense. It's going to take pressure off the running game and take some pressure off the quarterback, Josh Allen. Let's go with a Hall of Famer and import exports, buddy.
It's time to import and export with the Fantasy Sultans.
He's an importer-exporter, okay?
Started off with Minnesota quarterback Sam Darnold. His Vikings are 5-0. Four of his last five games this season, Darnold has posted at least 23 fantasy points, including two games at home against the 49ers and Texans. Lions defense has been tough, but they are without pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson. If Detroit can't get pressure on Darnold, he has a chance for another top 10 finish this week. Moving on to running back Austin Eckler in Washington. He's a must start. Last week, didn't do much against Baltimore with that top role, just 21 yards and caught four passes for 47. However, he has a great matchup this week. He faces the Carolina Panthers, who have allowed the second most fantasy points to running backs. They gave up a combined 200 yards to Bijan Robinson and Tyler Ajir, 100 yards to DeAndre Swift and Caleb Williams, 131 to J.K. Dobbins, and close to 100 to Alvin Kamara. Are we noticing a trend here? Yeah, they're giving up a lot of yards to opposing running backs. So Austin Eckler, definitely a guy that you want to pick up. Finally, Cleveland tight end David Njoku. In week 5, his first comeback game, missing 3 games with an ankle injury, Njoku was held in check. But last week, 7 targets, 5 catches, 31 yards, and 8 fantasy points. Sounds a bit meek, but he's in a similar situation like Brock Bowers' situation. No Amari Cooper should benefit from the targets, and Deshaun Watson is going to rely on him like a safety net. Flip it over to the exports, and it takes us to San Francisco. Wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk may have gotten paid a lot of cash in the offseason, but he really wouldn't know it based on his results. The wideout's been held to single PPR digits in all but one game this season, and he's near the bottom of the league among receivers in catches. Fresh off a bye, the Chiefs will be looking to shut the star wide receiver down. Not feeling him this week. Moving on, George Pickens in Pittsburgh. Little disturbing that the fantasy wideout has been a no-show in each of the Steelers' last two games. He caught 6 balls for 79 yards. This week, he's working with a different quarterback. Russell Wilson gets the nod over Fields, who was benched. Maybe this is going to help Pickens out a little bit, but he's got a bigger problem to deal with, and that's Sauce Gardner. And I believe it's best to leave this big-name wide receiver on your bench for this week. How about an export to waivers? Now, I've talked about guys you could sit. I think this is a guy you could send to waivers. Wide receiver Darius Slayton for the New York Giants. Had a decent performance if you're in a PPR league last week with Malik Nabers being out. 6 for 57, no touchdowns. The Giants are looking to spread the ball around more. Malik Nabers should be back this week. Tyrone Tracy, he kind of matched the stats of Slayton. And Wandell Robinson wasn't too far behind. So I think he goes to the third best wide receiver. Not a guy I want. Send him to waivers.
I'll start off with my exports. I mean, because we can do it that way if we want to. And I'm going to go in the wide receiver ranks. Dontavian Wicks, he has done nothing, has really disappointed because of the fact Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson are back. Yeah. Now Wicks is banged up. I think you can get rid of him. Let's go with some imports. And first off, the two buys this week is Chicago and Dallas. Chicago's been a surprise this year, and Dallas has been a surprise too, in a negative way. So you may be thinking about, okay, who can I pick up? San Francisco running back Isaiah Garendo. The thing about Garendo is he is somebody who, remember, he's the next man up. If Jordan Mason's not going to play, he's the guy that's going to play. But for a spot start, and remember, we still have no clarity on when Christian McCaffrey's coming back. Other running back I want to talk about is Ray Davis in Buffalo. People were surprised that Monday night he was the guy that got the rock. But I don't think it was a big surprise because it's been talked about. Ty Johnson was signed in the offseason by Buffalo, but he was not what we would call a big thing. And Ray Davis was the hot hand. And Sean McDermott will do that. And Ray Davis was talked about. The James Cook situation, toe injury, really tough for a running back. You got to watch that. Michael, how about we go to two to watch this week?
The Fantasy Sultans, Sunday Twofers.
The Philadelphia Eagles. They barely got by Cleveland last week. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown were good, but Saquon Barkley only had 47 yards on 18 carries, and Dallas Goedert played just 3 offensive snaps due to a hamstring injury. This soft tissue injury could keep him out multiple games or limit his playing ability depending upon the injury, so I'm going to be watching how the Eagles also handle him. If he's not in the lineup in future weeks, this could impact how that offense performs. Here's one that we're thinking a little bit outside the box here, and I know you're probably going to disagree with me. That would be Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Now, I know you might be thinking, huh? But this guy's been knocked out 4 times with concussions over his career, and he's a player that you really want to watch and possibly pick up. Yeah, because when Tua's on the field, they go from one of the league's lowest scoring offenses to one of the highest. Just simply see their record. You think they would be 2-4 with Tua? I really don't think so. No. So Miami Dolphins really ride with Tua. If he does play in week number 8, they face Arizona, and Arizona gives up the 9th most points to fantasy quarterbacks. So just something to watch here.
I agree. The two I'm watching, obviously, are the players that were traded this week. I think Devontae Adams is going to have immediate effect for the New York Jets. You're going to see him against Pittsburgh. This is a big game for Pittsburgh. Big game for the Jets, too. Coming off the loss on Monday night was bad. Devontae Adams, I think the Jets are going to get him involved, get him in early. I think Amari Cooper going to get involved, too. And I think it's going to be interesting to watch how much he is involved in the Bills' offense. Let's move along. Sunday with the Sultans.
The Fantasy Sultans. Pick 'em.
Let's go!
I hope you're not trying to make money with ours because I think my picks have stunk. All right, Eagles and the New York Giants this week. It's I-95 rivalry going up and down. This one is at the Meadowlands. The Giants need a win after a horrific performance. Well, not horrific performance, but a bad well, I shouldn't say that bad because in 3 straight games now, the Giants have run more offensive plays than their opponent. Problem is they've lost 2 of the 3 games. Eagles are a 3-point choice today. That's in the Meadowlands. I mean, my opinion, I think the Giants pull the upset today. The Eagles are a mess.
As long as A.J. Brown's on the field, Philly is much more dangerous. I'm going to go with Philadelphia.
A highlight game, 4 o'clock today. Chiefs and the 49ers. Chiefs, of course, still unbeaten, coming off the bye. The Niners are a 1.5-point favorite in this game. I think the 49ers have something to prove. I mean, the Chiefs are unbeaten, but are they that team? And I think this is the week they stumble. I think 49ers win.
49ers secondary, they've been diced up by Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, and here we go with Patrick Mahomes now. So those quarterbacks, I wouldn't even put in the category of Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to go with the stat that Andy Reid is 21-4 after a bye. I'm going with Kansas City.
Jets tonight against Pittsburgh. Jets are a 1.5-point favorite. Well, in Three Rivers in Acrisure Stadium. Pittsburgh, you know, you talked about George Pickens. I think he's going to be on display tonight. The Russell Wilson situation. Russell Wilson finally going to be under center for them. I think this is a tough game, but I think the Jets have something to prove. They really want to make up for Monday night's performance against Buffalo. They've got Devontae Adams. They get him involved early. I think Jets win this game.
This is a must-win game for the Jets. If they drop to 2-5, the playoffs are looking a little bit out of reach. Jets really need this one. Devontae Adams needs a big game, and Greg Zuerlein can't miss field goals. When you're playing Pittsburgh, points come at a premium. So I'm going to go for Jets.
Got 2 games on Monday night. First off, Baltimore is at Tampa Bay. The Ravens are a 3.5-point choice. Listen, the Ravens are for real. This team is built to go. I think Lamar Jackson is one of the premier talents in the league. Tampa Bay, I mean, yeah, they got Baker Mayfield. They've got some nice parts on offense, but I think Baltimore defense is better than the Tampa Bay defense. Although Tampa Bay did really do a nice number on New Orleans last week, I think Baltimore wins this game. I'll give the points.
Yeah, just see the way Atlanta took it to Tampa a few weeks ago, and Kirk Cousins is a tier 2, tier 3 quarterback, nowhere near Lamar. I'm going to go for Baltimore.
And the last game, which will be an ESPN Plus exclusive, if you have it, the Chargers are a 2.5-point favorite at Arizona. This Arizona team, I think, Marvin Harrison Jr.'s concussion has me concerned. And again, anytime a player gets a concussion, you're concerned. But you kind of wonder if that takes some of the wind out of the sails for the Cardinals. I think the Chargers come in. They look pretty good. I think they're revitalized under Jim Harbaugh. I think they win this game, but I'm going to take Arizona because 2.5 points is a lot. I think it's going to be one of these games that's going to be a 1 point at the end.
Cardinals are 2-0 against NFC West opponents, but 0-4 against everyone else. And the last I checked, the Chargers fall against that everyone else category. So I'm going for Los Angeles, and I think they win. Want to mention that the lines were courtesy of FoxSports.com. And of course, as we approach game time, we're inching closer to Sunday with the Fantasy Celtics. Mike Scheck, Trip Rodgers. Hey, week 6, a bit difficult to navigate. Those waters were a bit choppy, but you got to find the crew that's going to steer your way to victory. We're here to help you each and every week. We are the Fantasy Sultans.
And you are not.
Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans has been a presentation of Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Radio Jersey Shore. Want even more fantasy?
His whole life is a fantasy game.
Follow the Fantasy Sultans on YouTube at Fantasy Sultans. And tune in next week at this same time for more Sunday with the Fantasy Sultans.